It's time now for Exploring Outdoors in North Iowa. Exploring Outdoors in North Iowa is brought to you each Friday in part by Franklin County Conservation, Wright County Conservation, Butler County Conservation, Franklin REC, Butler County REC, Franklin County Pheasants Forever, and Hampton Hardware. Hampton Hardware has it.
Good afternoon, I'm Bob Schaefer with KLMJ, and welcome to the Outdoors North Iowa program. Joining us today will be Aubrey Brandt, a naturalist with Franklin and Wright Counties. Thanks for joining us today, Aubrey.
Thanks for having me.
So what are you going to be talking about today?
So last time I was here, we talked about how some animals hibernate during the winter to survive, and learned that bears and several animals don't actually hibernate, but use torpor instead. If you didn't catch the show that I did last, torpor is basically a shorter and much less intense version of hibernation, where animals will slow their metabolism and sleep in a way, but will wake up multiple times throughout the winter to eat, drink, and bask, while hibernation lasts all winter. We also talked about how only mammals can be true hibernators, so let's talk about what reptiles and amphibians do during the winter. So both are cold-blooded, meaning they cannot internally regulate their body temperatures like we do, and instead have to rely on external sources to keep warm, which during the winter, of course, doesn't really happen, at least not here in Iowa. During the winter, reptiles enter a form of torpor called brumation. Again, their metabolism slows drastically and they become dormant for a period of time, but they will awaken to drink, eat, and bask. As temperatures begin cooling down, snakes will begin seeking sheltered spots underground, like underground dens, rocky crevices, mammal burrows, rotting logs, or even basements to stay safe from the cold below the frost line. These places are called hibernoculums. Some species of snakes will even huddle together in large groups to conserve warmth and moisture, and emerge on warmer days to bask. You may be surprised to hear this, but people in Iowa do occasionally find garter snakes out and about during the warmer winter days. Terrestrial turtles that live solely on land burrow underground similar to snakes. Aquatic turtles, however, will usually bury themselves in mud, leaf litter, or submerged logs in bodies of water. They are able to absorb oxygen through their skin and their butts and allow them to stay submerged underwater for long periods of time. Some species, like painted turtles, can even survive freezing or for long periods of time without oxygen by using calcium from their shells and bones to neutralize lactic acid buildup. Now, amphibians. Aquatic frogs will often bury themselves at bottoms of bodies of waters like aquatic turtles. Toads and salamanders are primarily terrestrial, which survive underground in hibernoculums like snakes and terrestrial turtles. Fun fact, some species like wood frogs and gray tree frogs do not go underground and instead hide in leaf litter on land, rock crevices, or logs. However, they have a very unique adaptation. Their bodies produce high levels of glucose, which is sugar, in their vital organs, which acts like an antifreeze, preventing ice crystals from forming and damaging cells. Well, I hope you all enjoyed learning about how reptiles and amphibians can survive winter. There are still lots of ways different animals survive winter. We will continue to learn about it next show. If you have any questions about today's show or any questions about environmental conservation, please feel free to reach out to me by emailing naturalist.franklin.wright@gmail.com or text 641-531-9475. Have a great weekend, everyone.
Thanks again, Aubrey, for joining us today. And I hope you have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Thanks again, everyone, for tuning in to Outdoors North Iowa on KLMJ. Have a great weekend.
Exploring Outdoors in North Iowa has been brought to you today and every Friday in part by your hometown Hampton Hardware Store, Franklin County Pheasants Forever, Butler County REC, Franklin REC, Butler County Conservation, Wright County Conservation, and Franklin County Conservation.